is VOA News.
The United States plans to deploy 3,000 troops to fortify NATO forces in Eastern Europe, surrounding fears Russia could invade Ukraine, the Pentagon said Wednesday. About 1,000 U.S. troops stationed in Germany will be moved eastward to Romania, while 2,000 more will deploy to Poland and Germany from the United States, reportedly from Fort Bragg military base in North Carolina. A Pentagon spokesperson stressed, quote, "These forces are not going to fight in Ukraine," end quote, adding, quote, "They are not permanent moves. They respond to current conditions," end quote, referring to Russia's placement of more than 100,000 troops along with heavy offensive weapons along Ukraine's border. The Biden administration says it has endorsed more diplomatic negotiations after Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. and allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands. Putin added that Moscow is still open for more talks with the West on easing soaring tensions over Ukraine. Tuesday's comments are his first about the crisis in more than a month and come as a series of high-level talks are underway to avert the threat of war. Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says putting sanctions on the Russian banking system could send a strong message.
The Uber sanctions, the ones that really could bring the Russians to their knees, are related to the banking system. I know the president, according to what he said publicly, has been discussing the possibility of that happening with Putin.
Rocket artillery units of the Armed Forces of Ukraine conducted a training session near the de facto border with Crimea Sunday. Russia is demanding that NATO promises never to allow Ukraine to join the alliance. This is VOA News.